W4DJW, KO4HKX.
KO4HKX, W4DJW.
Sorry, I had to jump out there. Normally those guys, I have to go in and get them. Today they were standing there waiting on me.
I get it. Work comes first. Hobbies come third or fourth.
Now, that program you're talking about, that would be nice. And like I said, I think Chad's mentioned doing it again here in a month or two to see about if anybody's improved or how things go in the springtime when the leaves are on.
Yeah, there's the reason I was doing that, there's a lot of data in one of those, a ton of data, and it's hard to visualize it. If you were to extend that array into three dimensions, it might be simpler, but I think just putting lines on pins on Google Earth is the simplest route. But I can see turning that that two-dimensional array into a three-dimensional array, or, you know, a 3D matrix, so that you could see you know, who are those people and where are they located relative to where I am. That's what makes it difficult. And then when I first did it, I did one of those by hand for mine and for Steve's. But was it tedious. It took a lot of time. But the eye-opening experience was that the ones that I connected with were all within a width of a line, all right, that cut diagonally from the northeast to the southwest. Nobody in the line perpendicular to that line did I connect with.
Something blocking you right there, be it a mountain or a building or whatever it is.
It's the mountains for sure, because it fought the line at a certain width from my house to either side, left or right, follows the contour of the mountains chain that's going all the way up to Washington, D.C., the Appalachian Trail, right? It follows that. It's parallel to it. Everybody on this side of where those foothills end and the mountains begin, I couldn't connect with on Simplex. But everybody that's down off of the mountain, I could.
The issue I'm dealing with, or Ed and I both are dealing with,
So over at over at David's house, KJ4YQK, David, he lives right next to a big bank, and if he could get to that top of that bank, he could get out all kind of places. Are you in a similar situation to that?
Yeah, pretty much. My house, I live in the valley, right up against the base of the mountain where it starts to roll back up.
Anything between you and that base? And how far is up? Is it a few hundred feet or a few thousand feet?
It's a few hundred feet. It's probably close to 500 feet, between 300 and 500 feet.
Well, that's not too bad then, like for me, it's the base of the mountains at 1,000 feet and the top of the mountains at 3,000 feet. There's no way. 2,000 feet of coax? Oh, that's not going to work.
The other thing is, it's not my property, so there's nothing I can do about it.
Yeah. A long wire hanging in the canopy, kind of hard for anybody to spot. And it can be put on a winch so that if it becomes a problem, you just winch it in.
I mean, it's pretty vertical, so getting it up there would be a problem. And realistically, I know, like, if I do a Whisper broadcast, pretty much all my connections are to the northwest of me.
So the mountains block your view. Yeah, that's kind of like when you mount an antenna on a tower, on the leg of the tower. It's so close to that leg of that tower that it can block out 20% of your view to that, in that direction of the tower. You see nothing. It's like a black hole right there. There's nothing on either side of it, because that nothing comes through the metal on the tower. It's the same way. Johnny wants to do a helium balloon. We were talking about that over the weekend. He wants to do it at a field day, fill a helium balloon up and raise an antenna up 300 or 400 feet. That might be an option just for a just to see. I mean, it's just something to do. You know what I mean?
You got I mean, it'd be something different. You'd know what you could do, just a little bit of elevation change. So I got the, and my antenna temporarily put up this weekend, and didn't really get any improvement over anything.
Yeah, that couple of hundred feet, that's what's killing you. It's hard, it's going to be hard to get over that couple of hundred feet.
Kind of like I'm in a corner to where it's at, too. And the repeater is pretty much due south of me. And that's where the highest gain's at. You know, I got to go straight up and over.
So it's not like Dwight Moses, who used to be on here a lot. He's not. I think he moved over to the Philippines. We won't ever hear him anymore, but he lived in Transylvania County, and he lived on the side of a mountain. But there was mountains between him and the repeater. But there was a mountain that he could see that had a bulldozer on it. He used to shoot a cannon across the valleys into the other mountains. He'd have a piece of 4x8 plywood set up on the other mountain and try to hit that plywood from his house. He's a crazy guy. But anyway, he had a friend with a bulldozer over there on one of the mountains, and he had him turn it around and face it and raise the blade and move it left and right until he could get into this repeater. Dwight was pretty crazy, but he was fun to talk to. I hate it that he's gone. He said he was done. He was living there where he was at in Transylvania County for the rest of his life. His daughter fixed him up with a girlfriend in the Philippines, and he was out of here.
That changes things, isn't it?
Yep. he used to stay there for, you know, months or years on end. He's a hermit. If there was ever a hermit, it was Dwight. But he got fixed up and he took off. I don't know if he still owns the place up there and we'll ever hear from him again, but hopefully we do. Hopefully he comes back at some point. You know, that happens as well. Sometimes after a while they get their head screwed back on straight and come back to reality. All right, well, I won't keep you. I'm programming. If we're going to do that more than once, and it's a whole lot of work to make all those connections, I figured writing a program wouldn't take long, and we could use it over and over again. Anyway, I'll be around if you need somebody to talk to on your trip. KO4HKX, W4DJW.
Dave, before you leave, I'm going to give you a YouTube channel to check out. He's working on something similar to what you're doing. It's called the Tech Prepper, and it's about amateur radio and MCOMs and the stuff you're dealing with right there. So give it a check out, KO4HKX, and I'll be clear.
Are you going to, like, text that to me?
I will.
Sounds good. W4DJW, clear.
XS listening.
SX, KN4BWA.
Yes, yeah, I'm just bringing some equipment down to my building. Went out to the jam session Saturday night up in Spartanburg, and I was a little lazy, left the amps and stuff in the car, so just tooling around my property.
Yeah.
I'll catch you from the radio inside.
Roger, roger. That's good, because I'm pumping gas.
KV2HXS back on. I'm half off, too. I'm half crazy.
That was, oh yeah, old Paul Simon. Still crazy after all these years.
Please don't quit your day job.
You'll tell you, my daddy used to tell me, son, if you're singing that in parts, you can leave my part out.
One of the good sayings, too, that I can't even say on the radio.
My Dave, I can't help it.
What's your truck today? Well, it's in the shop, you said?
Christmas. I was pulling the disabled American veteran's trailer in the rear Christmas parade, and as I was headed home, this guy decided he was going to just come out of the parking lot there at 357 at the Disney Taco and drive right into the side of the trailer the plastic. He caught my running board on the right side and put a scratch down the side of my paint. So they got it over there. They're going to fix that today.
Oh, who's doing it for you, Rodney? Is Rodney doing that for you? I don't know, man. Your signal is like wavering in and out. I mean, did you put an antenna on that truck yet?
We're on Way Hampton, and it's sketchy on Way Hampton at best, and I'm on a 25 watt.
Oh, you're on Way Hampton? Where, down by me?
By Bob Jones, or coming up on Bob Jones, heading towards town, and it just gets really weak in and out.
No, I can hear you on the input a little bit. You're kind of wavering. It's not strong enough for a simplex signal, but yeah, I hear you on the input a bit.
Well, so what else is going on? Anything good?
No, same old stuff. You know, I told you we went down to Florida and came back. We got back Thursday afternoon. Got all that taken care of down there, and now we're just kind of waiting for the dust to settle, and, you know, a couple of weeks, everything should be settled out.
You got to go back down?
No. We went down to Florida and did what we had to do. You know, we returned the oxygen machine and all the components to it, and we went and saw our financial guy, and you know, I was sitting in his office for an hour and a half signing over paperwork. Good Lord. And then we came back. We met with him on Tuesday, and then we had dinner with a bunch of friends. Came out to the restaurant at the hotel we were staying at, and then we took off Wednesday morning to come back. And we just made a nice little 2-day trip. Coming, took our time, enjoyed ourselves, and got back Thursday.
What part of Florida?
Where we were living at, down in Vero Beach. You know, that's where the financial guy was. My mom used. Right in town there, so we went and we saw Sam and took care of everything.
What is that, right out of Tampa?
No. We're on the East Coast, south of Melbourne and about an hour and a half north of West Palm and Palm Beach County and stuff.
Way down there.
No, not really. It was probably about an 8-hour hike down, eight and a half hours, you know. Again, we kind of meandered on the way down. We left Sunday morning. We went out to Tybee Island, Georgia, to go to one of our favorite seafood restaurants out there. Then we had dinner there. Then we headed on down, got down to St. Augustine, stayed over there on a Sunday night, and then we rolled into town Monday afternoon.
St. Augustine, you were within about 15 miles of my son. He lives over at Fleming Island, just out of Jacksonville.
Oh, okay, yeah. We actually stayed right outside the little downtown, historic town there, right a day's in. We stayed there before, so we knew exactly where it was. Anywho, I'm just kind of sitting around. We're going to head up to Spartan Photo up in Spartanburg here shortly and go check a few things that we want to. I'm looking for another lens for my camera, a big telephoto lens. Trying to decide on the Sigma version or the Nikon version.
Just cannot beat Nikon quality, but man, they love their stuff.
What's that again?
You cannot beat Nikon quality, but boy, they love their stuff.
Well, the lens I'm looking at, I'm not looking at a prime lens. I'm looking at what they call the Super Telephoto, the 200 to 500 Nikon. And it's got a consistent f-stop all the way through, 5.6 f-stop all the way through, where the Sigma version, the sports version, which is, you know, good quality, it's a 150 to 600, but it's a variable f-stop. It starts out at 5.6 and ends up at 6.3 on the long end. And it just, I don't know, there's a few trade-offs, nothing major, you know, we're not doing wildlife or anything like that, so... You know, there's just a few things to consider.
Okay. Well, sounds like fun to me. Well, ain't nothing to do but go ahead and pull the trigger on it and jump on it, buddy.
Yeah, well, we got to wait a little bit on that. We just, like I say, we're waiting on some of the paperwork to finalize out, and I'm not pulling the trigger on anything right now. I'm even holding off on that antenna.
What is that?
The diamond, the vertical.
You looked at them then. How about that? Which one did you like best?
Well, I'm not going to get the, what is it, the 5900, the mobile? I'm not going to get that one. I'm thinking maybe stay away from the 6 meters for a little bit. And if I want to do any kind of 6 meter work, I'll get an antenna switch and put up a whole separate 6 meter antenna for, you know, vertical and horizontal. I don't want to really, I'd rather have a better quality dual band to put up, because this piece of junk tram antenna I have is just, I moved it from where it was on the ground in the umbrella stand up to a peak on my roof, which is, you know, considerably higher, and the signal strength on some of the repeaters didn't get much better.
That's not uncommon on those little tram antennas. They're just not going to perform it so well. But I'll tell you what, that Diamond X50, man, that thing really gets it done. But, you know, I've got a large 6 meter antenna that I've let go cheap.
Yeah, we'll talk about that. Right now, I want to get... And the other thing is, too, the coax that I'm using is really kind of crappy. It's that RG8U, which is the real skinny stuff. And it's really... I don't know. It probably has a lot to do with my signal loss, too.
That can play into it. All right. Well, listen, I've left downtown, and I've headed for Pelham Rose, and I got to make a little deposit. And, I can get a few other things done today, too. So, listen, I'll let you go, bud. And just get in touch with me this afternoon. We'll see if we can't do some of that simplex. Day 4, BWA, clear FT final.
A great afternoon. Yeah, we'll pick it up again this afternoon. KN4BWA, KB2HXS. I'm going to clear out and go get me a shower. I know it's not the 15th, but I got to do it anyway.
Appreciate it.
Trying to keep the airwaves clean, you know. Catch you later, KB2HXS.
4HKX, mobile.
KX-KI4DTY. What you doing, Patrick?
I'm out trying to sell some tools. What are you doing this morning, Daniel?
I am headed to downtown Greer. I have a photo shoot down there for a headshot, so I'm got to go down there and set up in a studio.
Some headshots, some portrait-like things?
Yeah, some portrait things. So, sell some pictures. You sell tools, I sell pictures. But, yep, headed to downtown Greer to do that.
KB2HXS.
You got Patrick and Daniel here.
Yeah, hey, Patrick. Yeah, the other fellow there, Daniel, is that your name?
Yes, sir, it is.
I understand you're a photographer also?
That is correct. I guess you are too?
Not a professional photographer. I would say semi-professional. It's funny that you came on because the missus and I are heading up to Spartanburg Photo to go check out a lens or two.
What do you shoot on?
A Nikon D500 and a D750 full frame.
Yep, sold my D850s.
Why?
Kind of a long, complicated story, but the short version is Nikon was kind of ticking me off with the constant changing and upgrading the different size of lenses and stuff and going over to the new mounts. It was just going to be really expensive for me to upgrade anymore after the 850s.
I have a D750 full frame. I got a D500, which I just bought a couple of years ago. And my wife has a D7100, and we're pretty happy with the bodies. I'm trying to figure out if I want to get the Nikon 200 to 500 lens or the Sigma Sport 160 to 600.
lot of people talking some really good stuff about it. What kind of photography are you shooting?
Well, right now, doing a little bit of wildlife, but we want to get involved in more of the equestrian stuff up in Tryon, or maybe a little bit of sports. Yeah, just all around photography. I've got a whole slew of lenses in my bag. And my wife is really she's the flower girl. You know, she likes her flowers and things like that. So she's pretty well set with what she's got.
That's what he called Lens Pro to go.
Oh yeah, I used to rent from Lens Rentals.
But they actually they include the shipping in it. I don't remember if Lens to go does, but Lens Pro does. Lens Pro to go does. But both of those lenses are really good. I would rent them before I would ever buy them, just to see which one I like. Do a comparison.
Yeah, no, I've been watching a lot of videos on YouTube also. You know, the Sigma's quite heavier than the Nikon. The Nikon's a, you know, constant 5.6 f-stop. Sigma's a variable f-stop. You know, there's a little bit of trade-off. But I'm kind of leaning towards the Nikon because I'm going to use it on a crop frame body anyway.
What's wrong with that Nikon? I just know that Sigma's definitely giving them a run for their money. And you had said that you're doing it semi, so kind of like hard to justify spending that extra cash. I know Sigma's a heavier lens, but if you're not shooting it, you know, every day, it's not as cumbersome. But I definitely hear what you're saying. I tell you what, that Nikon lens is sweet. You just don't see that 200 to 400 range zoom. You don't really, when you're zooming, you don't really feel it that much. As far as it doesn't really feel like you're getting close. So that's the only reason why I said, have you rented it or tried it yet?
Say no to both. I haven't rented it or tried it just yet. Anyway, Patrick, I don't mean to leave you out, buddy. Go ahead and take it if you have any photography input. KB2HXS.
I know how to point and shoot. That's about it. KO4HKX.
I love Nikon. It was a hard switch. We ended up switching our Nikon over to Sony. I've been really happy with the Sony so far. I mean, we'll see what happens. We've only been shooting on it now for about a year and a half. But anyways, I was loving the Nikon. I was a diehard Nikon fan, but I had all the professional body lenses. We had the 7200, the 2.8. We had the all their primes. The 30 or 35, 50, 85. I had their 24 to 70. So I was diehard. But when they decided to switch over and make it where that new Nikon Z was going to be, you know, $4,500 plus you had to change all your lenses, I just was like kind of done. So that was my take on it. But I tell you what, I did love shooting on the Nikon.
I'm not going to upgrade anything more. I'm not going to upgrade the bodies just yet, unless, you know, if I find like a D4 or something. And somebody's giving away cheap because they're upgrading to mirrorless. You know, I'm like you. I don't have that kind of money. But I can afford either one of those lenses if, you know, I just got to figure out which one is going to suit my needs. And, you know, like I say, I've got the D750, which is a full frame. And, you know, better in low light situations. And then the crop frame is a shoe-in with the 200 to 500. Plus, it's a Nikon lens going on the Nikon body. So you're not going to have a lot of software issues between the two.
That with the Nikon, you're not going to have any issues. But I tell you what, Sigma has come a long way as far as improving that connectivity with the Nikon body. So I have to say that we did shoot a couple Sigmas on it, on the Nikon, and really, I mean, maybe like a millisecond slower in focusing with the Sigma, but not enough to matter. I mean, we shoot a lot of weddings, and so it mattered to us on the wedding side sometimes, but I don't know. It was That's a hard decision to make.
I'm really not interested in doing weddings. You know, I just want to... This is more for my own enjoyment, really. You know, I just... And if it blossoms into something, you know, if we go up and shoot horses or whatever, you know, or something like that, or, you know, go up to anything like that, then, you know, we might think about doing something. But right now it's really, it's a hobby. I'm kind of in semi-retirement mode right now, so, you know, I have the time to explore that a little bit more and, you know, continue learning.
Kind of sitting down and being honest with yourself, what exactly you're shooting, is it worth the extra money? Like I said, for the Sigma, you get a lot better zoom range, and you have that constant, which, or is that the constant? I can't remember.
No, the Nikon f-stop is constant 5.6. The Sigma and the Tamron goes from f5 to f6.3.
Look at that again. It's been a little while since I looked at that Sigma, but you know what? With it being a heavier lens, that's a much better zoom range. And so I guess it's what exactly are you taking photos of? But yeah, you're not going to go wrong with either one. I think it's just that 200 to 400. When you're actually zooming, it does not feel like you're zooming. Where you're going to have anywhere from that 200 to 400 is just not going to feel like a drastic zoom. But it may be great for, you know, doing horses and stuff, though. But anyways, I got to get going. Patrick, I'll connect with you later. I'm at my destination. I need to unload.
Daniel, good luck. Have fun. KO4HKX.
Your name here is Dave, and I'm right here in Greer also. I'm just the other side of White Hampton from probably where you're at, if you're downtown. Have a good afternoon, KB2HXS. And Patrick, we'll catch up with you later.
Yeah, 4DTY73, guys. It was great talking to y'all.
73, Dave. Have a good day, and I'll catch up with you later. KO4HX, and I'll be monitoring.
Sandbagging in the distance here. Catch you later, KB2HXS.